All right. Hello, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO. You're listening to Kismet with Meg.
And Ella.
We're back after a long, long time off the air.
We have.
But we're back and we're ready to deliver some beautiful tunes. So we just opened up the show with What Time Is It There by The Cat's Meow, which I just found out today is a different band from Meow, which is spelled the same weird way. They have a song on
it. Wait, how's it spelled?
M-I-A-O-W. But I thought they were the same bands, and then I found out they're two different bands.
Word.
So you just heard What Time Is It There? And then this song is Estrella Por Estrella by Joshua Chikami Crampton.
Boom.
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 This song came out in 2024, but Joshua Chikami Crampton had an album like 2 weeks ago, Anata, which I've been loving, that I just wrote about for a school project. So we're keeping it fun, keeping the vibes great. It's a little like guitar-y out here for a bit, but then we'll get into our fun avant-garde-y pop songs. We have some.
The end is super camp.
Yes, it's a little camp, but it's gonna be fun. Right now you're listening to Glitz by Cindy Lee, and I'm just gonna let that play. Stay tuned. All right, we're interrupting the ending of this song to give you your Kismet knock-knock joke, because we realized we forgot it.
We're really sorry, and we hope you guys can forgive us.
So, Ella, hit it.
Wait, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Turnip.
Turnip who?
Turn up the volume, it's my favorite song.
Wow, that's a good one.
What's so everyone's favorite song?
And is it played on Kismet? Yes or no? Okay, I don't know where I was going with that. Yeah, there are a few seconds left in this song, and I don't want to go back, so we'll keep talking. That was Glitz by Cindy Lee. And then our next song is Daylight Robbery by Imogen Heap.
Boom.
Whose album, Speak For Yourself, has become, like,
yes,
the Bible to me.
Yes.
Genuinely, every day I listen to it.
I see you listening to it.
You will go to college, and you'll get really into Imogen Heap. Or at least that's what happened to me. But I love every song off that album, and Daylight Robbery is no exception.
I like I Am in Love with You. That one's good.
There are just so many great songs on that beautiful album. So you're going to hear Daylight Robbery by Imogen Heap now.
Did you see her walking? Did she come around here, sir? Black hair, brown eyes, my beautiful Julia. She was also leaving. Said I have no one. Even as I held her, she went out looking for someone. done it this time, then I'm better off dead.
That's Sugar and Diesel by Echo 2K.
Do you guys remember when, like, Fake Mink got canceled? And for, like, saying something about, like, Nut's been wearing dresses, everyone was like, Fake Mink's not homophobic, he's friends with Echo 2K.
I'm sure the people listening, like, my parents and my grandparents remember that
who
one.
Who remembers?
Who remembers?
Those who know.
Those who know.
Those who know.
But, yeah, so that's a good song. Very atmospheric, I might say. Not like, a lot going on.
The vibes are here.
The vibes are here. It's a beautiful night.
Awesome vibes.
It's the calm before the storm. Because Ella just informed me.
So I was just like informed via like an important source that a snow hurricane is about to wipe Boston off the face of the planet. And you're laughing.
A snow hurricane's about to wipe Boston off the face of the planet.
I literally saw it on Twitter. And you're laughing.
I'm laughing. I don't believe it. But then I checked my weather and we're going to get like 2 feet of snow.
It's going to be like a snow blizzard.
On Monday. I hope they cancel my chem exam.
Right, I have a midterm Monday.
She has a midterm Monday. She's just going to leave that building and there's not going to be a Boston anymore.
I'm literally going to be frosty trade.
She's going to be frosty boots. The song you're listening to right now is by A.G. Cook. It's The Darkness parentheses remix, and it features Sarah Benito from Caro Caro Bonito and Hannah Diamond.
Boom.
We're trying to bring Hannah Diamond
back. We're trying really hard.
We're afraid she's washed.
Yes, like, unfortunately, yes.
But it's okay.
We still love you, Hannah Diamond.
She left behind a great catalog, even if the comeback's not going to happen. But I'm not going to keep talking.
I would never stop you.
Yeah,
XX.
I'm not going to keep talking. I'm going to play some The Darkness remix.
My reflection. I'm sad in my heart, 'cause love and life's hard, and now you're far away from me. I found the right answer. Can we go back to the start, when I lent you my heart, when we were falling in love, not giving up? Can you lend me your smile again? Oh, I know money grows on trees. Tell me if you see it, and I'll tell you if I don't. Every time I look you in the eye, my reflection.
All right. You just heard Mysterious Girl by Negi Jemmy. And right now we're talking over Big Sun by Emil Buch, which we've learned how to pronounce.
Butch incident.
One of the many Kismet incidents. But we now know how to pronounce Emil Buch. Great album.
Wait, I thought it was Emil Buch.
Yeah, well,
we're not sure.
We're not sure still. We'll figure it out one day. But yeah, so beautiful song. Right now, Ella's trying to find a good PSA for us to read out because we're nearly halfway through the show. But we've done some research. It's looking like 34 inches of snow.
36 now. I'm literally getting live updates as we speak.
I know. That feels a little intense. But yeah, we're happy to be back on the air. Don't know what else to say. It's just a healing event for Kismet. Oh, while Ella finds the PSA, big update. I'm now WIMFO. Like, I'm on the WIMFO select board.
This is mega tea.
So now I'm, like, important to the radio station, yes. Apparently.
Well, we already were.
We already were. I mean, obviously, Kismet's the best show on the air, so we were already important. But now it's just, like, really serious, moving up. Ella, have you found one yet?
I did, actually.
Okay, Ella, can you start reading?
Oh, yes, I may. Okay. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. That's a big number.
And she's an IRA major, so.
The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%, which is 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Those are some numbers to think about. Mm-hmm. I'm actually not sure if I caught them.
The numbers, I can read them again.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, okay. It's like, they're actually like pretty important to think about.
Okay, we're gonna think about some numbers. But our next song.
Speaking about the healthcare system and being healthy, our next song is Sick Girls by Julie Ragbeer. No. So if you know, like, you know. But this is like.
So Julie Ragbeer is.
Where do you even start?
I was gonna say not a real artist, but that's not how art works. She's a real artist. She makes music.
Thank you.
She's like a Twitter meme.
Well, okay. she literally No, she's everything. Come on. We might be the first people to ever play.
We might be the first people to actually play a Julie Ragbeer song for real. When Ella sent me this, she sent me a Julie Ragbeer song, and I was like, no way, you're serious.
And I was.
And then I listened to the first 15 seconds, and I'm like, no way, you're serious. And then the song kind of builds.
It's good.
I think it's good.
It's good.
So we're going to let you guys be the judge of whether or not it's good. That's the song Sick Girls by Julie Ragbeer. It's going to play in a few seconds. So get hyped for that. All right, enough of from us.
Enjoy.
Tell me your favorite disease. Is it lupus? Or is it me? It makes you wanna go hard. And now it's all natural. I know you're into sick girls, baby, into sick girls. Makes you go ay, 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 ay. It makes you go. I know you're into
In a way, it's all a matter of time. I will not worry for you. You'll be just fine. Take my thoughts with you, and when you look behind, you will surely see a face that you recognize. You're not alone. I'll wait till the end of time. Open your mind. Surely it's plain to see. You're not alone. I'll wait till the end of time.
All right, that was You're Not Alone, feat. Erica DeCassier, but it's the dance review version.
She
I don't
is everything.
Really know what dance review means. Are people dancing to it?
I am.
We were in the stew. We were dancing to that one. And now we're listening to You Don't Have One Hope by Operelli.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful song. Hope you guys are all enjoying at home. Yes.
scrap, look you with glitter glue. You don't have one hope for now. You failed me, but I was never a test in your exam chair. The questions you left unanswered, they remain there. You don't have one hope for now.
All right, so right now you are listening to God Sent Me Here to Rock You by Naomi Elizabeth.
Yes, I like just discovered her. She literally released like one album, like disappeared off the face of the earth, I think.
Yeah, this one's a fun, campy vibe. We were saying if we were to make music, this is probably what it would sound like.
And yes, and this is us, like God sent us here to rock you guys.
Yeah, with some Naomi Elizabeth magic. I think it's fun. I like when she's talking about LA. Apparently, like, I was reading, and this is so unverified, but apparently she has beef with Grimes, because Grimes kind of stole her aesthetic.
Who
doesn't have beef with Grimes? But yeah, so that's God Sent Me Here to Rock You. The song before that was Operelli, You Don't Have One Hope. And then after that, we have On God by James K. We kind of have some religious imagery happening.
I really like songs with religious imagery, but like in an anti-religious way. I don't know.
Okay.
No,
but yes,
like
power.
What is it? Like Only Seeing God When I Come by Sega Bodega. A lot of his songs have religious, their songs have religious imagery.
And we're going to play a song by Dane, who got canceled on Twitter for talking about religious imagery today. So maybe Kismet should watch our mouths.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let this song play. All right, we're nearing the end. We're nearing the end of our beautiful Kismet hour.
Yes, we are.
Thank you for joining us on this beautiful journey. We have, after this song, we have two songs left for you. This is Only Love Can Break Your Heart by Saint-Étienne. Yes, I was going to ask Ella to say it. Ella, say it again.
Saint-Étienne.
Can you say something in French for our listeners?
Oh, bonjour. Les écouteurs de Kismet.
Wow. We have a bilingual
bonjour
radio
l'audience.
Show.
This
is l'audience.
Bonjour, l'audience.
Wow, she's going to Montreal.
I am. Y'all know I'm Canada down.
Yes. Yes, but this is Only Love Can Break Your Heart by Saint-Étienne. Whatever she said.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Saint-Étienne. It's like Saint-Étienne. Like
oh, I
saint.
Forgot that is a saint.
Yeah.
Like that was one of them. All right, so that's the song that's playing right now.
I think
now.
It's also a city.
Mamas, let's research.
Mamas, let's research.
And then we're going to play, this is like such a Kismet song.
Oh.
It's that It's You remix. So Nina Jirachi, who we've played a ton of times. She did Underscores did a remix of a Nina Jirachi song. And Underscores is very famously our girl. We saw
Underscores
her.
Underscores is like,
she's our god.
Wait,
she's everything.
I was gonna use the term toe SZA, but that's like nobody knows what that is.
Exactly. But so that's gonna be It's You by Underscores, or it's You by Nina Jirachi featuring Underscores, and then Dane's also on it. But
yeah,
she's like, we don't associate.
We don't even
with
know
her.
What's happening with her. I like liked them.
Oh them. Oh
them.
Oh no.
For like literally one day, and then they started like fighting with a bunch of people on Twitter. I was like, okay, now you're doing too much.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay,
but we're gonna play the song.
Enjoy.
Ella doesn't really like how this song ends.
I might agree.
Okay.
When don't get me wrong, I love like EDM and stuff, but I just like it when there's like a really like hard, like fast beat.
Yeah.
In a sense. And this one doesn't have like, it's more like
a little
like Pots
and Pans
vibes. Oh, I'm sorry.
The Shrek rave is so unkind. But yeah, so this song's almost over, and then we're ending our show with Gymnastics by CeCe Natalie.
Boom, exactly.
A classic. This has been 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
And you're listening to Kismet, or well, you were.
You were listening to Kismet.
With
Meg.
And Ella.
Hope you enjoy your night. We do this.